Don't you know the art of simple conversation is actually dying? I'm sat here with you and a Hinderbeerschnitt, which is a bit of biscuit with jam in the middle and then icing on the top.
Very nice.
Having a cup of tea. Mm. And I'm talking about my Saturday. And then you're like, no, this is podcast talk. It is. So we have to stop.
Because, Matt, the problem is all we ever talk about is video games.
Weird that.
It's Tom Matt Attack.
Doing, Thomas?
I'm all right.
That's good. I can continue my story Saturday
please
now.
Please continue your story, because it was video game related.
It
was. Why I put a halt to it.
So, right, I was out this morning on a lopper market, or a car boot sale to you British people.
What's the direct translation of lopper market, do you know?
It's just like junk market, from what Chris told me, our good friend.
But it's far from junk.
No, it isn't. One man's trash, another man's treasure, and all of that jazz. Bought a nice G2 Transformer when I was a kid. I believe his name is Overshock, but I can't remember.
He's not overly shocking.
No, he's got a massive missile missing, though, which is really good alliteration. But it's a big white thing, and you used to be able to look through it, and then you see the Autobot leader. It's pretty cool, but that wasn't with him, unfortunately. Tenkrona, though, I couldn't sniff. I picked up two Game Boy Advance games, which were Donkey Kong Classic for the NES, you know, the NES classics they released on the Game Boy Advance, and also a Avatar game that, just because it was 10 kroner, I was like, oh, go on, I'll have them both. However, if I would have been there like 5 fucking seconds before that, massive, massive stack of PS3 games, in which was Far Cry 4, Assassin's Creed Rogue, and there was a few others, I think like Arkham Origins and a few others I wouldn't have minded picking up. They were there for 30 kroner each.
Well, yeah, that sounds like Blue City prices.
It does sound like Blue City prices for your Danish Deal of the Week. But the guy literally picked up Rogue, Far Cry 4 and Arkham Origins, which are the only three I wanted in the stack, and goes, 30 kroner each. I'll give you 50 for the three of them. And they said, go on then. And I was like, you motherfucker. So I missed out on that.
He pushes a hard bargain. And was that a Danish guy?
It was a Danish guy, yeah. He actually put Rogue down at one point, and I was just like, should I just grab it? Go, I'll have that. Because that was the only one I really wanted. Well, but
it's funny you mention Assassin's Creed Rogue, because I picked that up this week.
Oh, really?
Online. I purchased that and that new Kirby game, which I forget the name of.
Kirby and the Rainbow Curse?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
The Wii U one?
Yeah, that was about 23 quid, and Rogue was 13 quid. They're off Shop 2.
Oh, okay.
In a sort of sale.
Yeah, well, that's all right, isn't it? Like,
was that the sound of your PlayStation for downloading the Final Fantasy 15 demo?
It was, yes. As some of you know, I'm quite into my JRPGs, and it struck me earlier while I was playing a game that I'll mention in a minute, when I was looking for how it was reviewing, and it seems to be reviewing quite positively, there was a link off the YouTube review for this video of the Final Fantasy 15 English trailer. I was like, oh yeah, shit, there's a Final Fantasy 15 English trailer. I started watching, I was like, oh, I don't think I've seen this. And I was like, shit, there's a demo out, I haven't played it yet.
Has the demo been out a while?
Demo's been out since, like, I moved in this apartment.
Whoa.
I didn't have broadband to download it at the time, and then it completely slipped my mind.
And then life took over, you see.
Yes. So,
and Final Fantasy's come later.
I look forward to playing that later. But, yeah. What else have you been buying then, Tom?
Well,
Blue City prices and all that.
We just mentioned it a moment ago. My Danish deal of the week is from a little place called Blue City here in Denmark. Now, it used to be Blockbuster Video.
Yes.
But it was taken over. Now it's a second-hand electronics shop.
Yes,
basically.
It is.
I mean, they do music instruments as well and stuff. They have stupidly high prices normally.
They do. Actually, those of you who are Danish and listening to this podcast may have seen me post on a quite popular Danish retro gaming community group at the prices of the N64 in particular, but they also had an NES and a Super Nintendo's for the same price.
Yeah.
They were selling like N64s for over 100 quid. To which I laughed, took a picture and said, some bargains in Blue City today, wink. And then later on in the comments said, sorry guys, purchased both the N64s, couldn't let those bargains slip. Of course I fucking didn't, Tom. You're looking at me as if I'd seriously spent 200
that.
Quid
sorry,
on
I thought you were saying someone else did.
No, but the guy who owns the shop commented and he's like, we believe these are fair retail prices. And I was just like, everyone in the whole stream was just like, yeah, sure, mate, pull the other one. But yeah, so there's this, I'll
so
show.
Really? Wow. So you actually hashtagged Blue City?
Well, no, I didn't. I just said some bargains in Blue City. And I guess one of the guys who was in the group works there. And then his manager joined the group to try and defend their prices.
Fair prices? Yes. Come on, what planet are they living on? Everything. SNES, NES, N64. Was there anything else?
No, those are the only ones. They were all with no games, bear in mind, and amongst 100 quid each. Yeah, so.
Oh.
The only relatively decent price there was the Game Boy Advance SP, which, as you told me, was completely mint. It was the NES classic one.
600
krona, which is still a pretty high price. You can still pick them up for about 30, 40.
Yeah, their PSP Go was 40 quid.
Yeah.
Which... Well, I don't know. I don't know what going rate PSP goes anymore, but I've always thought they were quite cool.
Yeah.
And small, very portable.
Without a UMD
without
port, though.
Yeah, but you see, I've got plenty of downloads.
But how can you get by without your Universal Media? It's Universal,
true,
Tom.
True, Matthew. How am I going to get by without my Universal Media? All my UMD movies.
Exactly. Transformers the movie I've got on there. I've got Final Fantasy Advent Children. Where will I watch them?
Get some good ones. I've got Ghost in the Shell. I've got Interstellar 5555.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought you were
going to
say Interstellar.
Movie.
I was just like,
no.
God, they're putting out Christopher Nolan movies late on popular formats.
Akira.
Oh, Akira,
big,
Akira.
Anime movies on UMD. But actually, we've gone totally off the point now, haven't we?
Apologies.
Blue City, we're doing a rather good deal.
Surprisingly, in wake of other stuff. But no, I mean, their game prices have been fair.
They seem to be shifting games. Not retro games, but last gen and some current gen titles.
Yes.
I'll just tell you a little bit about the deal. They were selling these games at 30 kroner a piece, around about £3. And it was 5 for 100 kroner or £10. Ooh, not bad. But what sort of titles did they have? And I realised a lot of them... as you said to me, were AAA titles.
Yes.
And I realised how little of the AAA titles I actually had. We're talking about Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, sports games, stuff like Elder Scrolls and so on and so forth. So I'll just give you a little rundown.
And as you know,
what I got.
Long-time listeners of the podcast will know, we often snuff our noses at AAA titles, until you got majorly, majorly into COD. And I think this has opened your eyes a little bit.
Black Ops 2 specifically.
Yes.
But okay, I'll tell you quickly. I'll try and be quick with this because there's a lot of games here. So initially when I went in there,
yeah,
trying to work this out. Test Drive Unlimited 2, Sleeping Dogs, Rango, Assassin's Creed Revelations, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Modern Warfare 3, Saints Row the 3rd, Skyrim, Ratchet & Clank Nexus, Need for Speed Most Wanted. That was my initial pickups, all for PS3.
It's a pretty good haul. How much do you pay for all those?
Well, I'll just add on what else I got for PS4.
Oh, yes.
Which were 50 krona, £5 each, or 140 for 3. That was Destiny, Killzone Shadowfall, and I had to pick another one. So the only one they offer was FIFA. FIFA 14, I also picked up with that.
Okay.
But it so continues my quest to own one of each type of game on every system I own. Problem is I own lots of systems, so that's a little bit of a problem. But now I've got my football game for PS4 at least. Anyway, so all that. Oh, plus Dead or Alive 5 Collector's Edition.
Yeah, which I would have had if you hadn't snapped it up, I think.
Well, would you see? Because it turned out I had to take it back because there was no disc.
Oh, really?
And then when I asked him to see if he could find a disc, there was no disc. He couldn't find it. Although when I went, he said, oh, you can pick something else from the shelf. Of course, on the shelf was Dead or Alive 5 singularly without these special edition stuff. And the games are actually in the cases. So if I really wanted Dead or Alive 5 and didn't just buy a special edition because I wanted special edition stuff.
Why don't you just... haven't you got Dead or Alive 5?
I've got Dead or Alive 5, you see.
Why don't you just keep the box then?
I did.
Okay.
I kept everything. I said, I want to keep all that. He says, well, yeah, that's okay. You can have a free one anyway.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's all right.
I was like, cheers. So I picked up Skate 2.
Okay.
So, yeah, and that was... going back to PS4 games, they were 140 for three. When it went all through the till, it should have been about, I think, 360, 370 kroner, nearing the £40 mark there. But it turned out that it all went through for 220, which is, you know, about 22 quid.
It's all right, isn't it?
For all that I just listed there.
Great. Oh. That copy of Destiny can make a nice coaster because you needed the Taken King to play most of it now.
You can still play through Destiny as it was.
Yeah.
Which I've never actually done. I own it on the 360. For those long-time listeners, probably know that already.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't blame you if you'd forgotten. but yes, I will play through Destiny. I downloaded the update for it. It was a good 17 gig before it came out.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy with that. So these are really good deals, weren't they? Of course. There were a few things I saw that I thought maybe.
Such as, Tom.
Well,
what did you I went back
and I picked up the following. No such saving on these. It was 10 games for 200. But I got some 360 games this time.
Okay.
I picked up Birds of Steel, which is a combat flight simulator, World War II based.
Yes.
Which I was playing this morning. I'll talk more about it later. Amped 3.
Amped 3 is a very good game. It's one of my favourite launch titles.
Darksiders 2.
Yeah. It's a good shout.
Fallout 3.
Yeah.
And Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
Okay. Let me know what you think of them, because I don't particularly like those two. Skyrim,
no.
I'm...
And actually, I'm not so fond of Fallout 3 myself.
Yeah.
From what I played of it, but I'm willing to give it a go. And I had all the extra content downloaded on my Xbox already.
Okay.
Because I'd borrowed the a
Game
copy
of
it
edition.
From, Game from work when we used to be able to borrow games through Game. Okay. And then five more PS3 titles were also picked up. These were Bioshock 2, NBA 2K12, an NTSC copy.
Okay.
It works. Funny thing is, the intro videos are very choppy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But this one, actually, I picked this one because I do like basketball games. And this, I don't have a basketball game on PS3. And you can use the Move remote with it.
Okay.
Okay, what else did I pick up? Fight Night Champion.
Okay.
For the same reasons as NBA. Ridge Racer Unbounded. All these games are rather cheap anyway, but
yes.
Still. What else did I pick up? Any more here? Final Fantasy 13. Make up numbers.
What, just regular one?
Yeah. I don't own it, so I picked that one up. Okay, so that was from the second haul, which cost me the 200 kroner. So for a total of 420 kroner, I got all the games that you heard there.
You got all the games.
Which is the price of one new title. So, you know, it pays to wait.
It does.
And it pays to bargain on a place like Blue City having a deal like this. Because I was in awe as I stood before that game section of Blue City and saw these prices.
I have to be honest, half the games on the list I probably wouldn't have picked up myself, but...
At that price,
yeah,
£3 a game, it's like, why not try these games? And I'm fairly happy with the games that I picked up.
Well, you can't sniff at it, can you? Like, especially at those prices.
Not at all. So, I have picked up more this week, but...
Blimey, Charlie.
I'm not going to go into that right now. I'm going to talk a little bit about, you mentioned it then, Amp 3.
Amp 3, yeah.
So I wasn't sure about this game at first, actually. The presentation was... I can't think of the word. It's different, you know, how the cutscenes and the kind of irrelevant stuff that goes on within... the cutscenes of the game. It's a very, very fun kind of feeling. But then I was like, has it got the gameplay to back all this up? And initially, I didn't think it had.
Yeah.
Because I was thrown out onto the slopes and I didn't actually know what I was doing. I think I must have misread something somewhere and not gone for the first story mission. And I was just going around and it was telling me to carve on the snow and I didn't know how to do that in a small area. And I was like, well, this isn't actually that good. I mean, visually, it has aged.
Yes.
Pretty badly, but it's not the worst looking game out there.
It is at this point like 10 years old.
2005, that's right,
yeah.
I think. Was it?
Well, it was a launch title for the 360, so yeah, I guess around 2005.
Yeah, something like that. But as soon as I found the first story mission where it said introduce the controls to me, then the game started to grow on me. But it has got this kind of really weird kind of I'm so cool thing about it.
I fucking love it though. Like,
it's very silly.
There's a point where later in the game you will go to Canada and all of your story objectives will be told to you by sock puppets. And yep. It's fucking glorious.
Yeah. You start off in a rabbit costume to give an idea of the tone from the beginning.
Yeah, but that kind of fades away. It kind of becomes more aware of itself as it goes.
Yeah. I mean, it's aware it's a game as well.
Yes.
It's a self-aware experience. And was all that necessary? I don't know. It certainly makes it different.
Yes, it does.
Kind of refreshing, but kind of does leave you scratching your head at the same time, I thought.
Oh, I loved it. I was also, like, I had that and Tony Hawk's American Wasteland at the same time.
Is that a similar sort of tone? Or?
Tony Hawk's American Wasteland is, like, amped threes, like, yeah, man, we're edgy, to, like, the power 10.
Yeah, so, really?
Like,
okay,
by
well,
contrast,
I look forward to playing
seemed
that.
Very refreshing.
And it does actually have good gameplay to back it up. In fact, it's quite unique among snowboarding games, I felt. I can't remember what the previous amped was like, but... you know, stuff like hold the stick halfway to the left and for 2 seconds to do a move. And actually, it does feel rather natural the way you do moves now with the right stick and pressing buttons as you do the tricks and stuff and learning how to carve and how to grind. It all comes very easily. So
yes.
I'm quite happy with the game. I was really starting to get into it.
Yeah, it's good. Mm. I like it.
I like it a lot. And the other game I played this morning was Birds of Steel.
Does it?
No, it's not an all-female fighting game. As I mentioned before, it's a World War II flight sim, combat flight sim, which is actually surprisingly easy to pick up. I was so relieved to find that out.
Yeah.
Because I was worried. I am playing on simplified controls. But visually, very nice. You get to fly a variety of different aircraft. You get to go through a tutorial of about 4 missions at the beginning, which introduce you to things like you're flying, you're generally a throttle, you're shooting, all the controls, and landing and taking off and dive bombing and torpedo runs. And so there's quite a lot of variety already in the gameplay. And you do get that sense of it's kind of sophisticated.
Yeah.
And it's got really nice music as well and really nice water effects. And it makes me feel clever. I don't know.
Water effects in a plane?
Well, you're flying over water a lot.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Especially when you're doing the torpedo
runs. Can it turn into a submarine? I got very interested there for a second, but no.
It's a very different sort of game to play a simulator like this because you use the right stick to adjust your throttle and you keep it at a certain throttle. You change it to do different things like landing or dive bombing and remember to put your air brakes on and put your landing gear down and put it back up again. And things like this add this extra element of realism to the game. But it's good to kind of remember these procedures. It's quite rewarding when you nail it. You do really feel like you've done a really good job. It's not just arcade style, which I love. And that's why I was initially worried about this game. But it's easy enough for anyone to pick up and play, I'd say.
Yeah, oh, that's pretty good.
And I don't have a game like that. The closest thing I think I've got was on the original Xbox. It'd be Crimson Skies.
I have... Top Gun on the NES, which has a lot of this same thing. It's also on the Game Boy version. You have to land the plane, which is something I can never fucking do.
Mm.
But I've never been one for fight sims. Like, anytime like I've played one, even like Microsoft Flight Sims and stuff on the computer, which are supposed to be quite good, I can never get into it. Like, a lot of Marta's colleagues, my girlfriend was once a stewardess, they were training to be pilots. And they would have like these very expensive flight sticks and these very cool rigs. And even like one of them was using an Oculus to fly with a flight stick.
Well, I could think that sounds very beneficial to someone who wants to be a pilot.
Yes, it does. But I just couldn't get into it. I tried it and like he put Alien Isolation on for me in an Oculus Rift, which was not only terrifying, but the experience of that was a lot different to flying.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. I just get bored. Like, I don't want that level of realism.
Yeah. It's not like you ever do anything that you think is unnecessary in this. So it doesn't go too overboard in the little details, at least not in the way I was playing it.
I'm kind of good with pressing X to land, though, if you know what I mean. Like,
So in this game, to land, you have to get up to the right speed, you get up to the right altitude, speed, then you just have to make sure your landing gear's down, and then you land it.
Yeah.
You put the brake on. That's about it.
Okay.
It actually makes itself out as far more complicated than it actually is.
Well, you are maybe on, like, the simple controls.
Yeah, maybe that's for the later levels difficulty. But I got that same feeling after I played Metal Gear Solid out of it. It feels sophisticated.
Okay. I thought you were going to say sexual healing then. But never mind.
No. It's a nice experience, I'd say, so far. I mean, I've not got into any of the real combat or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how well received the game was when it came out originally. I was quite interested to know that. I think it was published by Konami. I think it's a Japanese developer who made it.
Okay.
But it takes place, so you do several historical campaigns set from 1941 to the end of 1942.
Got a 73 on Metacritic.
Mm.
User rating, though, of 18.4. Seems to be generally okay. 18.4? 8.4, sorry, not 18.
Oh, yeah. There are other flight sims.
13 positive reviews, 12 mixed, 2 negative. Seems to be all right.
Yeah. But I had to pick it up when I saw it, because I was like, I won't see this around often.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember it coming out, and I vaguely remember having no interest in it. There are other games like Blazing Angels as well, I think, on the 360, which is probably more... highly regarded series, or at least better known than this one. But anybody who wants a World War flight sim combat simulator, who doesn't want to go full out and have a full on simulation experience, then this one is pretty good if you want to kind of test the waters, so to speak, in regards to simulation type flying games.
Yes. I'll stick to 1942. as long as I can just hold down the shooty button, that's fine.
Oh, 1942 Capcom.
Yes.
Overhead shooter. Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you been playing, Matthew?
I finished off Lego Dimensions.
You did?
I don't go and beat the game, which was nice. I platinumed it, in fact. I even played some of the level packs. Took me somewhere in the region of about 30 hours, I think. All in all, like,
I've never spent that long in a Lego game.
It's a pretty lengthy game, and I mean, like, I haven't done any of the, like, break the rules things of, like, collecting all the studs on most of the levels.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the achievements don't really seem to be tied to the hub worlds you get for the extra character, so I didn't have to buy the whole assortment, which is nice. Generally a good game. If you want to learn more about it, listen to last week's podcast. Yeah. I won't cover it again, because my feelings are still the same.
You can spend a lot of time on any of the Lego games. I remember my little cousin played Lego Harry Potter to death, also Lego Star Wars, and he knew everything about it.
I put a good 50 hours or so into Lego Star Wars, the first one, I think.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that game.
Yeah. You can sink all that time into it. I never have, really. I played Lego Star Wars, Lego Star Wars 2, Lego Indiana Jones... Lego Batman 2. Actually, I played a fair few of them, but I've never finished any of them.
I beat Star Wars. I beat the complete saga when that came out on 360. It was a very early game. I never played Indiana Jones. I bought Lego Batman. And then I'm trying to think which other ones. We beat Lego Movie.
Oh, yeah. Played a little bit of Lego Movie. I didn't beat it on my own, though.
We played it in co-op, didn't we?
I did a level.
I'm pretty sure we did it in co-op. I'm sure it wasn't that long, to be honest.
Oh, we played
the
beginning in co-op.
Yeah.
And then later on, I think I did a mission on it.
Maybe. Yeah. But, you know, good games.
Good games. You know, you can't really pick at them.
No, you can't.
Because they do succeed in what they set out to do every time, which still amazes me to this day.
Yeah.
That they've been able to keep it up.
This is true. But other than that, I haven't really played a lot, to be honest, this week. I did buy one or two titles I picked up because I had a refund. A seller sent me a load of Game Boy games and they never arrived. And so I got a refund for those games, and the guy said, oh, I actually have a spare copy of 3 of these 4 games you want. So I will send them to you and I will refund you.
Hmm.
So that was pretty good. I got these 3 Game Boy games for free in the end, which is really nice. Very big thank you to the seller. And as a result of that, that left me with like 30 quid left. And I was like, oh, great, cool. I'm going to have a look what I can get for 30 quid. I wanted to see if I could get Destiny the Taken King for that price.
Ah, you want to get back on the Destiny?
Well, I want to, but the model for entry is ridiculous. Like, it's better to physically buy the disc version for 40 quid than for me to upgrade my previous copy.
55 quid, isn't it?
It's like 55 quid to do it that way. It's fucking ridiculous. It means like I'm spending 100 quid to play a game that should have shipped like this. Like,
yeah, well, it includes all the add-ons.
It does, but like they're redundant content now. Mm. Like none of the guns you can get through House of Wolves or Vault of Glass are of any use because it's like any other MMO. As soon as you do those, as soon as they release a new expansion, all the gear you get from like starter quests is better than the gear you would have got from the raid because that's how they keep you playing. So it's just like, I'm not going to pay.
It's very clever, isn't it?
It is, but I don't want to play 30 quid for old content. Like, put that fucking expansion content in Taken King for 30 quid, then I'll buy a season pass for £30 so it doesn't happen again. Then you're still getting the money from me anyway.
I can testify, though, that existing Destiny fans have just snapped up that Taken King. I mean, I live within a household of really hardcore Destiny players.
Yes.
On Xbox One, actually, so I don't get to join in. But they were like, just drop the money. I mean, even our friend Joe, who's only recently got into video gaming, he's, within seconds, Taken King. He's that into to Destiny. It proves that it's a rather successful game.
It is. It's very good at what it does, but... Yeah. Yeah, someone who's played an MMO, I'm kind of wise to crazy loot-based shenanigans.
I do agree,
video
though.
Games.
I'm not going to pay that amount of money.
No, exactly. If they have like a, if they have an offer on, like PlayStation Plus members can buy The Taken King and the expansion for like 30 quid, I'll do it. I'm not paying. I don't want to pay 40 quid for the whole thing. I especially don't want to pay the 55 quid it would take me to upgrade my original copy of Destiny.
I won't do anything until I've played through Destiny as it is. So. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do next.
Yeah, yeah.
Once it's updated.
Fair enough. But as a result of that, I was looking around on the internet. I pre-ordered, actually, I mentioned to you because I was unaware of it completely. It completely passed me by. I pre-ordered a Project Zero for the Wii U because that is getting a physical release. So it would seem only in Europe, and it comes in a nice limited edition box with an art book and stuff.
Yeah, don't know anything about the game though.
Neither do I.
It's a sequel.
I really like the Fatal Frame series, so I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I was browsing Amazon and Tearaway Unfolded.
Of course, a game which was snuck out there, didn't it?
Yeah, £23. Wow. Currently is on Amazon with £2 postage.
That's a great price.
So I just sent it back to the UK. I love that franchise. I will gladly give Rex Crow some more money because I believe the first game is one of my favourite titles and it went largely underrated.
And it seems that this, unfortunately, is going the same way.
It's because it seems very difficult to control. Like, none of the quirkiness is there because they can't rely on people having a PlayStation camera. And a lot of the stuff you have to do with drawing on a touchscreen doesn't really work because you're drawing with the fucking controller rather than the touchpad or anything.
It was a perfect Vita game.
It is a perfect Vita game. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be that way on the PS4. However, I'm going to give it a go because I really like that universe.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah. But other than that, I picked up a game called Undertale, which has been kind of doing the rounds on various internet blogs and the like. I actually backed this game on Kickstarter a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And what it is a game that is essentially you are a child who falls down a hole, and apparently there was this big war in the past, and humanity rid the world of monsters, and they drove the monsters into this mountain where all these monsters now live.
Okay.
And you as a child, you go to this mountain, you fall in the hole, and you wake up in this world where there's just full of monsters. There's no other people, or at least there hasn't been so far in like the hour I've played of it. And it's very interesting because it's got a focus on combat. It is a turn-based JRPG, and how the battle system is kind of reminds me a bit in part of Earthbound, but also kind of like Phantasy Star in how it's set up. And the main goal of the combat is not to fight people. Like, you have a real-time action bar for attacking people if you so choose to. However, you can do a thing called ACT, which is kind of like your magic, I guess, your magic equivalent. And then you you check the monster, you get to know what the monster is, and then you strike up a conversation with it. You talk with it, and you resolve your differences through talking rather than killing. And that's kind of the whole big hook of the game, is that you don't have to kill these things.
So when you talk, what, you ask it questions? Does it ask you questions, yes or no?
It depends what it is. Like, for example, there's frogs, and it, like, when you look at the frog, it says it has low self-confidence.
Hmm.
And so once you've done that once and said, like, you've checked it and you can do that, you have the offer to insult it or to compliment it. Hmm. So you can compliment the frog.
Then avoid the battle.
It'll just say, like, oh, the frog doesn't understand you, but it's blushing. So then you can, you spare the frog.
So you're chatting, like, up frogs.
Yeah. And that's the thing. But there's this weird thing between, like, you get gold for sparing stuff, but you get XP for killing stuff, or at least that's how it seemed to work in the initial parts of the game. So it's like, you can either level up or you can get money. But, like, there's a big focus in the game on you not killing things, and, like, creatures and NPCs you talk to in the world actually, like, compliment you and give you stuff for not killing stuff. So there seems to be a very big focus on rewarding you not killing things.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it seems like a really wise way to play it. It's visually, it's very nice. Reminds me of Earthbound. It kind of has a similar feel to that game as well. Very nice music.
Yeah, really good.
It's pretty good. It was, I think it's like €10, but I had mine.
You buy it through Steam?
Yeah, you can get it through Steam.
Mm.
It's worth looking at, honestly. It's a very good game. It's not supposed to be very long. It's only about five hours. Runs on Mac fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I recommend it.
Undertale. For RPG fans.
Yeah, but maybe not even RPG fans. It's it's very heavy on puzzles. In a Legend of Zelda style way of just, like, block puzzles or...
All right.
There was one puzzle I did very, very early on in the game that is essentially you are in a room, and I'm pretty sure there's something similar in Link to the Past now I'm thinking about it. You're in a room, and there are cracks on all of the floor in the room. When you fall down through the floor in these cracks, inevitably, you can look at a thing on the wall, and it says, do not step on the leaves.
Mm.
And then if you look, there's leaves on the floor, and then when you go back up into the room above, it's like...
You have to memorize the pattern of the leaves.
I just took a picture. But, like, I was like, okay, well, I can go here. Do-do-do-do-do. And then he was done. Like, it's a very simple puzzle.
Yeah.
Nothing too completely complex. Yeah, there was another one where I had to flick switches, but the rooms were essentially rotating 90 degrees every time I was going through a door into the next room. So I had to remember where the switches were in correlation to behind pillars and stuff.
It sounds good. It sounds good. It sounds unique as well, so it's probably well worth checking out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Very fresh game. It's getting very good reviews, which is why I was like, oh yeah, shit, I backed that. I should check that out.
Mm.
But good. Very good game, actually.
Yeah, fantastic.
Looking forward to playing more of it.
What's it called again?
Undertale.
Undertale.
What else have you been buying and playing then, Tom?
So, yes, I mentioned I've been buying some more games. Terrible, really, considering that I bought all those other games from that blinking Blue City place. Luckily, I think I've cleared them out now. There's nothing else. Thankfully. But, again, I mentioned earlier, I'm buying games of a certain type for every console I own. And I've had various kicks recently in terms of buying Tony Hawk's games, didn't I?
Hopefully not Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5, though.
Which apparently isn't very good.
I heard it's fucking terrible. Have you watched gameplay of it?
I have not. I know it's not made by Neversoft.
It is incredibly broken.
Yeah.
I mean, incredibly broken. Like, I've seen bits where, like, they'll be going up a ramp and then they'll hit a polygon or something in the ramp that shouldn't be there. I don't know about 3D modeling. Something in the ramp that shouldn't be there anyway, like a little bump. And it'll mean that the skateboard will stick in the wheel and then, like, Tony Hawk will just, like, spasm all over the place.
It's a broken game.
It's incredibly broken. It's got, like, a Metacritic score of, like, one something at the moment. Like, it's generally been panned across the board.
What a terrible shame. Why do that to a series which is very well regarded? I mean, for every entry up to that point, it's been good.
Yeah, I guess they just had a deadline. They needed to get it out the door. I mean,
because this could have been very exciting, a return to the more traditional arcade style button combos of Tony Hawk's of old.
Yeah.
Rather than skate, which was quite a different control scheme.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because, I mean, you look at things like Activision now bringing back a lot of these games. Tony Hawk is one of their titles. This was mentioned on Giant Bomb, and this is why I bring it up, because I thought it was a very interesting observation. They're bringing back Guitar Hero. They're bringing back Tony Hawk. They seem to be pushing a lot of their old cash cows.
Mm. For nostalgia, perhaps.
Possibly because the sales of Call of Duty aren't as strong as they once were, so they're trying to get their other titles that were once huge revenue.
Well,
they're
not going to do a good job for at least stuff like Tony Hawk's 5, are they?
No. But apparently, no reviewer got copies of Tony Hawk until the game was out. Like, they had to physically buy it themselves. They weren't sent review copies. But there were some people streaming it on Twitch, and they were all just like, look, this game is fucking ridiculous. I think Activision maybe thought, like, if we send it to these people free, they won't care as much as a reviewer about how the quality of this game or whatnot. However, apparently it seems to be that they're also kind of giving Platinum Games Transformers series, from what they were saying on the podcast, the same kind of treatment, where they're not really mentioning it that much and they're keeping their distance from it.
But that's Platinum Games, and that looks good.
It does look good. However, so did that Legend of Korra game they put out. Which
isn't so dire.
Yeah, but it was met with very unfavourable reviews, right?
I know on PlayStation Store, you've got a four-star rating from users, at least. I don't know how many people rate games, because I certainly don't.
No, neither do
4,
I.
But that's not really too bad. I mean, you take it for what it is, a budget title.
Yeah.
But Transformers, you know, that's a potentially very good, but I don't imagine the gameplay being very deep at all. I imagine it being quite...
No, of course not. It's just going to be smash, 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 smash.
Yeah.
But I'm good at that, because I want to smash Decepticons. Yeah.
I like smashing as well, and I like a good Royal Rumble.
Oh, really?
So, I've been picking up wrestling games, Matthew.
Why?
Wrestling game. I enjoy a good wrestling game.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever sat in a room with you in the entire 2 years we lived together, and you've gone, you know what, I really need to play a wrestling game.
Maybe that's because, Matthew, I didn't think you'd want to play a wrestling game. I really like All-Stars. In fact, my most played Xbox 360 games.
Okay.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I played it to death when I got it. And I do remember it playing with our friend Sam.
Yes.
I don't know if you were there at the time, but he was over one evening and we ended up playing All-Stars.
I assume I was, but...
Yeah, I assume you were as well.
I think it was when you were playing Tekken. Was it that night?
Ah, probably. Yeah.
I think I also played it that night, but...
Yeah. Anyway, I go back and I think about the fun times I had with in the older SmackDown games, and also the N64 wrestling games, such as No Mercy, WrestleMania 2000, things like that. And it's all after picking up 2K14 recently for PS3.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'd like to get back into some wrestling games. So I've been doing my old thing of buying wrestling games for different formats. It's a thing. It's really become a thing with me, this idea of having something of every type of game on every format I own. It's become a bit of an obsession, should I say. A fun way to collect, at least, I think.
Yes.
So I bought a game called Royal Rumble for the SNES,
which
I saw on James and Mike Play Monday, actually.
I have
YouTube.
Played that game. That's not too bad.
Yeah, it looked pretty good and a nice rest game for Super Nintendo. I've already got one for the Mega Drive. What else? I haven't gone for the Wii, so I picked up SmackDown versus Raw 2010 after doing some research on what might be the best ones to get. Now, the Dreamcast and the Xbox... They don't really have any standout wrestling games. You could get Attitude on the Dreamcast, but having already got that on the N64, I went for a game called Royal Rumble, which originally started off as an arcade game.
Okay.
Very bare bones. There's not a lot of modes on there, but it has a Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And funny enough, it has the same title as that old SNES game.
It does.
WWE Raw 2 was the game I picked up for the original Xbox. Now, the Raw series on the Xbox isn't very well regarded at all.
Why didn't they call it WWF 2 Raw? Like,
because it's too raw.
Yeah, like, too raw. Like, it's so extreme.
Well, you should be on their marketing team.
I should, apparently.
very cheap. I haven't spent a lot of money on these games, by the way, because thankfully, being wrestling games, they're usually updated every year. So the older ones go down in value very quickly. So I've not broke the bank on this little project. But I have, as I say, done my research. WWE Day of Reckoning 2 for the GameCube.
Do they have to be WWE titles?
No, not necessarily.
Officially licensed by the World Wrestling Federation.
No, I have several WCW titles on the N64. And actually, one of the most highly regarded wrestling series is the Fire Pro Wrestling series, which is full of Japanese wrestlers. Mm-hmm. There's Game Boy Advance versions, PS2 versions. I don't have any of them yet, but I think if I wanted a wrestling game for the Game Boy Advance, at least, that's definitely the way to go, because the WWE ones don't look so good. The thing about WWE, or WF as I used to know, was I know the wrestlers, and I have a certain fondness for certain wrestlers. So I think that's why I gravitate more towards that, because there's a familiarity there. Yes. I played a lot of Attitude, actually, when that came out back in the day on the N64.
Naturally, you went out, you sold all of your wrestling games on the 360 and bought Rumble Roses.
Nah, I didn't do that, Matthew.
No, that's a shame.
I've got my eye on a copy of WWE 2011 for Xbox 360. But I'm coming to completion of my project. I just don't have anything for the Game Boy Advance or the Nintendo DS yet.
Or the original Game Boy.
Yeah.
HAL Wrestling.
Is that a good
signed
one to get?
By HAL Labs.
Okay.
I remember it being okay. I have all of the wrestling games for the Game Boy.
Oh, can
if
I try
you
them?
Like to try them.
Oh, that's great, Matt. This is an advantage of you doing this collecting thing. I might pick up one of the ones on the PSP. Very affordable again.
There must be like an Ultimate Muscle game for like
there
the
is
Dreamcast,
Ultimate Muscle
right?
games like, for the GameCube and possibly. Probably PS2 as well, from what I remember. But they're actually looking at a NES one at the moment.
Is it the WCW game with the really retro-looking Legion of Doom on the front?
I know, actually.
Or is it... the one with Sting on it that I can't remember the name
no,
of.
No, it's called... NES Tecmo World Wrestling.
Oh, Tecmo World Wrestling's good.
And
yeah.
I'd heard from Pat, the NES punk, that this was the one to go for. I saw one of his reviews.
You sure you don't want World Championship Wrestling with the old school Legion of Doom on the front, though?
I mean, it looks nice from the cover. Is it a good game, though?
I have no idea. It's just got the Legion of Doom on the front cover.
There are so many wrestling games.
There are.
There's actually a guy who just reviews... Well, he doesn't just review wrestling games, but mostly. His name's Lion's Edge on YouTube. Check him out if you're interested in wrestling games. He just... some reasonably in-depth reviews. He's an interesting character. He's got a very gruff voice like this, and it sounds a little bit like he's putting it on. But
does he ever like get smacked in the back of the head with a steel chair or put through his editing desk?
No, but he looks like he could be a wrestler. It looks like he wants to be a wrestler, or he's a bit sad because he couldn't become a wrestler.
Perhaps because of that old war injury.
They're basic, simple reviews, but they're enough to get a good flavour of the games. And it's a really good thing that he's done these. So it's great for people like me who are collecting wrestling games at the moment to check out. The wrestling game thing. What can I say, Matthew? Sounds like it's come somewhat of a surprise to you that was been my recent... project.
Yeah, it seems bizarre.
Also, seeing that I was saying I was going to keep off eBay.
Yeah, that lasted a long time.
I am being more careful with what I'm doing on eBay at the moment. A little bit
clearly.
More direct in targeting certain things and try not to spend too much money on
would
these.
That be because you're just buying stuff in other shops now instead of on eBay?
Come on, those Blue City deals.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Who could resist? I say. And oh, here we are. We talked about Tony Hawk's a moment ago. I picked up Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 for the Game Boy Advance.
That's all right. I had that once upon a time. It also has the Spider-Man costume in it.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Okay. I knew I couldn't go wrong with that one. I have, with my Tony Hawk's games at least, I'm collecting them all boxed.
Apparently, WCW Wrestling was originally released in Japan under the name of Superstar Pro Wrestling.
Ah.
So maybe it is
maybe
decent.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, I'll see what Tecmo World Wrestling's like. I'll stick with that for the moment. And yeah, interested to try out some of your Game Boy games.
You can have a look, Tom.
Sounds fun.
It's published. It's made by Pony Canyon, with the people who made one of my favorite Game Boy games, Bubble Ghost. They also made Penguin Land, which is also another good game. So it might be all right.
Want to check out, perhaps?
Have a look. Okay, I guess that brings us to the end of this podcast then.
Ooh! How did you like it? Let us know.
In the comments.
Yeah. Where on the comments?
In the comments. You can find the comments section on tomandmattattack.com. Can you leave a comment on Blast Process?
Yes, you can. Although, let me just mention now that I haven't posted anything to Blast Process recently because still on our website we can't play through the player.
No.
It doesn't work and it's pointless me linking to the player.
Yes.
At the moment. We'll settle this off air, I'm sure, but we'll
it
try and get that.
It works on the website, like on tomandmattattack.com.
It doesn't when really, I try and do it.
Really does. I'll show you after this.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. Well, we can fix that. Sorry. No one left a comment anyway, so like I use the player, so it's giving me ammunition not to fix it. But if you do, let us know and I will sort it out.
Please do, my end is working fine. I haven't posted anything on Blast Process recently.
Other than that, you can find us in iTunes where you can listen to us rather reliably.
Yeah, reliably. On iTunes. Yeah, that's what I've been using to check back the podcast. Yeah.
We're also on Stitcher as well, but who uses that these days? La 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 la. if you use SoundCloud, can you please let me know? Because I'm seeing the benefits of also uploading this podcast to SoundCloud. So I'm probably going to start doing that.
Everyone uses SoundCloud nowadays.
I think so. I'm going to upload the back catalogue of Tomahawk Attack and see if I can get us into Spotify, because apparently you can also do that as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Other than that, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TomahawkAttack. And if we do go on SoundCloud or whatever, you can comment there and say, yeah, put us on SoundCloud. We will. Or you can find us on Twitter at TMAcast.
You can.
Okay, cool and the gang. Until next week then. What, Tom? What?
I'm not here next week.
You're not here next week.
I'm in the UK at the Play Expo.
Oh, yeah.
So expect when I'm next back.
To hear about Play Expo.
To hear all about Play Expo in Manchester, actually, the retro games event.
If that's the case, there probably won't be a podcast in 2 weeks because I'm not here the week after.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, well, at least we can sort out the player stuff and do other things in that meantime.
And if there's any possibility we can get you a podcast somehow within the next 2 weeks, we will.
When are you back from...
Because I'm back on Tuesday.
Ah, oh, I'm leaving Tuesday.
Oh, you... Tuesday... So I go away next Friday.
Yes. Maybe we can record one before that. We'll see what we do. But yeah, for all intents and purposes, there might not be a podcast in 2 weeks. We'll let you know if there is on Twitter and Facebook. So even more reason to follow us at facebook.com/TomandMattAttack and on Twitter at TMAcast.
Well, that was such a lot of information. I'm struggling to compute it all.
It was. Fortunately, it's a recording. You can rewind it and digest it.
Oh.
Until next week, game... People? I almost said Game Boys and Girls.
Why not Game Boys and Girls? Oh, it's...
Because that's a biographic thing. Game on.
Game on.